They staggered through the heather towards the hooligan village, which was strangely silent and deserted. No smoke curled from the rooftops. No children quarrelled in the streets. No dragons were fighting in the thatch. "Please, please, good God, Woden," prayed Hiccup. "Please, let everybody be alive." Everybody was alive. Miraculously, no one had drowned during the sinking of the Lucky 13. The hooligan sailed the heavily overloaded hammerhead back to Berk, with the outcasts tied up as their prisoners. With typical generosity, they set the outcasts free. I fear the outcasts were not as grateful as they should have been, and this would not be the last the hooligans would see of these vicious people. For the moment, however, they returned to the outcast lands, humiliated, unarmed, and with a hunger for revenge. The hooligans were not in much better shape themselves. They were a hardy race, and drowning was an occupational hazard, but the loss of the only son of the chief was a big blow, whether he was the heir or not. Stoic sat for an hour at the edge of the sea. As soon as Snotlout's treasure had disappeared beneath the waves, it had lost its magic for him. He kept on seeing in his mind's eye his son, Hiccup, standing on the deck of the Lucky 13, saying, "I am the heir to Stoic the Vast." He tore out his golden earrings and threw them into the ocean. And then he went home and sat in front of his shrine to Woden. So this was why, when Fishlegs, Hiccup and Toothless came stumbling and limping into the hooligan village, everyone had locked themselves indoors. The shutters were shut up, doors were closed, fires were unlit. It was only a chance that the wooden window had blown open in Gobber the Belch's home. He went to close it and happened to spot the bedraggled friends lurching along. And then he let out a great bellow of, "They're alive!" The shout went from house to house like watchfires lighting from hill to hill, and the hairy hooligans rushed out of their front doors like a crowd of jubilant sea elephants, and they swooped on the three companions and lifted them onto their muscly shoulders with great happy shouts of, "They're alive! They're alive! They're alive! They're alive!" Snotlout was already furious to find that people had been more concerned about mourning Hiccup and Fishlegs than congratulating him on being the hero of the hour on the Isle of the Scullions. Imagine how cross he was to run out of his house in curiosity at the commotion, to find himself barged out of the way by Gobber the Belch and Nobber No-Brains and practically trampled into the ground by a clapping mob carrying Hiccup shoulder high through the village. Hiccup, who was quite clearly, yet again, not dead, not drowned, not safely out of the way. The happy hooligans reached the door of their chieftain's house and banged on it, crying, "Open! Open up! They're alive! They're alive!" Stoic the Vast lifted his great hairy head as if he was dreaming, staggered to the door, and there on the doorstep was his son, Hiccup. Stoic the Vast, terror of the seas, most high ruler of the hairy hooligans, oh hear his name and tremble, ugh, ugh, picked up his son and hugged him, while the crowd cheered and cheered. And that was how Toothless found and lost a marvellous treasure all in the space of an afternoon. And how Hiccup finally got himself a sword and learnt how to use it. And how Fishlegs discovered that you don't always have to be a hero to get a hero's welcome.